It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. As Illinois Senate Republicans attempt to settle on a new leader, that person will need to do more than convince fellow GOP lawmakers that they can improve the minority's party's standing in that chamber. The new leader will need to bridge the divide between moderates and conservatives. At least three individuals are vying for the top Senate Republican spot. Frank Watson of Greenville will step aside as he recovers from a stroke. While the Senate Republicans total only 22 members, there are big disagreements in that caucus when it comes to social issues like abortion. Mount Vernon Republican Senator John Jones opposes abortion, but says it should not be the deciding issue.
You know, we got people that's pro-choice and pro-life. I just don't want somebody that's going to be pushing those issues either way.
Jones says the next leader should focus on matters like the state's budget, but those on both sides of the abortion debate are already lobbying for their candidates. Lamont Republican Christine Redonio is considered a moderate, but at least two more conservative hopefuls, Hinsdale's Kirk Dillard and Peoria's Dale Risinger, are also in the mix. A decision could come as early as this week. Indiana lawmakers, gathering at the State House for their General Assembly's Organization Day today, could discuss the top priority for the upcoming 2009 session, developing a balanced two-year state budget amid a slumping economy. Leaders of the GOP-controlled Indiana Senate say they want a balanced budget that protects education funding. Democrats who control the House say they'll try their best to increase spending for schools. Lawmakers are meeting today for the ceremonial Organization Day when all senators and representatives take an oath of office. Many lawmakers bring their wives, children, or grandchildren to the State House to watch the proceedings and snap pictures. Also today, a new bust of Indiana's Benjamin Harrison, who was president in the late 1890s, or in the 1890s, was scheduled to be unveiled at the State House. A man who spent a decade with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale is now its interim chief. Matt Bachman is stepping in for recently retired Mike Lawrence, who had directed the Institute for the last 4 years. Bachman has been involved in day-to-day operations, event planning, budgeting, and fundraising during his 10 years with the Institute. He'd been the assistant director since 2005. A search committee is identifying finalists for interviews for the permanent post, with hopes that a new director will be in place early next year. Bachman is a Heron native with a master's degree in business administration from SIU in 1997. The Urbana City Council will let developer Howard Wakeland tear down a house in a city historic district. In exchange, Wakeland will drop his lawsuit against the city and make sure the new house he builds in place of the old one follows design guidelines to be compatible with the neighborhood. That's the gist of an out-of-court settlement which council members approved last night. Wakeland sued the city last summer when the council voted to reject his request to demolish his house, even though it's considered one of the less important structures in that historic district. Alderman Dennis Roberts was among those who voted against demolition, but he says both sides will come out ahead in the settlement.
I think many people will be a little bit discouraged, perhaps, by the result, but on the plus side, Mr. Wakeland is meeting and actually improving the original plan of his home so that some of the design qualities are enhanced.
The house is in the 800 block of West Main, where historic district was created last year. Wakeland had earlier promised the new house that took its place would fit in with other houses nearby. He had no additional comment last night except to say he was pleased with the city council's vote. Organizers of a marathon to be run in the streets of Champaign-Urbana next spring are outlining their plans to city officials this week. Promoter Mark Knutson will appear before the Champaign City Council tonight to talk about the first annual Illinois Marathon. It's set for next April 11th. Last night, Knutson told the Urbana City Council that 750 runners have already signed up for the marathon. But he says whatever the turnout in its first year, he hopes more will take part in years to come.
The goal is whether we get 1,000 people or 5,000 people, I need you to understand that the goal is to put on a quality event. Because if we put on a quality event, those 5,000 or 1,000 people will tell 5, 10 of their friends, and they will then bring more people, and it will grow exponentially.
Holding the Illinois Marathon would mean the cities would have to close streets and spend extra money on police, but the marathon is expected to bring money into the community as well. The Champaign County Sports Commission estimates the total benefit to be around $460,000. Knutson also organized the Fargo Marathon in North Dakota. He says he learned about Champaign-Urbana through the Champaign-based marathoner magazine, Marathon and Beyond. He says the community would be a good spot for a marathon because of its flat terrain and its proximity to major cities like Chicago and St. Louis. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank, A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader, providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
It's 9:35. Time to check in with the weather office and meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
We have still a little bit of lingering snow up to our north. It's kind of hard to imagine with the dry conditions down here that you drive up another couple or 2.5 hours and you get 12 inches of snow in spots.
Well, that's the nature of lake effect snow. The cold winds blowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes at this time of year. The lake water temperature is slow to fall, so Lake Michigan's still in the 40s and the air coming across in the 20s. So it picks up the moisture and the warm air right near the surface rises quickly like a hot air balloon, cools, condenses, and makes snow clouds. And then where that air blows in, that's where the snow falls. So usually it's to the southeast of the Great Lakes.